Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank's one of my favorite guests. He is an FBI special agent for 25 years, retired assistant director for counterintelligence. So here's the thing. We live in a state and a world of social media and misinformation and purposeful disinformation. This is the guy you go to. Always have a guy you're going to ask. Like, don't ask this guy whose uncle, whose cousin knew something, who heard something, who said something, who knew a guy who was in the middle of it all. Find it and then ask him. You know, when Skip was still alive, mm-hmm. Richard Marcinko, you know, he commanded a SEAL team, the largest special ops team in the history of the Navy.
That's a guy with knowledge.
When you wanted to know something in that arena, you asked him, you know, and that's the same thing with Frank, man. We got a big election coming up and a lot of talk happening.
Born September 12th, our next guest joined the FBI in 1987, working in Atlanta, San Francisco, Miami, and Cleveland, eventually being appointed as the assistant director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation for Counterintelligence. He left the Bureau, going to work as assistant chief security officer for General Electric. He's been a frequent national security contributor for NBC and MSNBC. He released a book earlier this year that explored the dark side of America's highways, Long Haul, Hunting the Highway Serial Killers. And today he's here to talk about his podcast, The Bureau. Please welcome friend of the show, Frank Figliuzzi.
Welcome back, Frank. How are you, brother?
I'm good. Hey, I heard something about somebody wanting to report a robbery without a gun. I figured I could get into it with you if you want. By at least file a report.
Yeah, for real. Have you ever, listen, if you could just make someone go away, that would help out a lot. Like, just if we could just do some of that.
Yeah, I got my hands over my ears on that. I don't want to hear that.
I don't know if you've ever home remodeled, but it's the strongest robbery without a weapon you've ever seen.
I'm with you on that, brother. Yeah. I'm with you.
So we're facing this stuff. And like I said, we were talking about this before you came on. It's important to have somebody that you know who knows, who really does know. 25 years, you worked at the FBI, counterintelligence. You talk terrorism, voting problems, cyber security threats, what the role is for the FBI and all the things that you guys find. What nation, what group benefits from disinformation? And it's your job to figure that out because it's a complex and really dark world.
Listen, if you think propaganda, misinformation, disinformation is high now, just wait for the next few days because I'm telling you, it's going to be at record highs. And the question in my mind is how fast can the government identify where this is coming from, identify that it's fake, and get out and tell the public? So we've had two recent examples of this, but you know, it's just two. And there's a lot more out there and a lot more coming. So one was some fake video, you know, artificial intelligence is helping people do deep fakes, right? So
yeah.
Looks very believable. Some person claiming that some horrible thing against Tim Walz, who's running for vice president. Well, the intelligence community traced it to the Russian intelligence services. But by the time they came out publicly and said, hey, this is a fake, this is Russia, a million people had already seen this thing. Another one this week falsely depicted people allegedly destroying ballots in Pennsylvania. Again, come out, announce it's fake. Millions of people have seen it. So it's we're playing whack-a-mole out there with disinformation and deep fakes.
Yeah, and people also get so indoctrinated, I think, and for lack of a better term, radicalized, that they want to believe it. So once they see it, all it does is reinforce that echo chamber.
Yeah, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You hear what you want to hear, see what you want to see. You don't ever see sunlight because you never get up out of that rabbit hole. It's how we got into this mess, and we've got to figure out how to get out of it.
How do we guard against that? Like, because what's the old saying? It's easier to fool someone than convince them they've been fooled.
Well, it's almost the deprogramming that will have to occur. But look, we're all guilty of spending way too much time on social media. I tell people who ask me this question, you know, about the election, and I say, put the phone down.
That's
for the
right.
Next several days. don't go on social media. Don't believe anything you see on social media. Verify, verify, verify. Get your own facts on this. But in a larger sense, the social media platforms have got to do a much better job of vetting where their ads are coming from, where their posts are coming from. I know people get up in arms when they hear, oh, my God, the FBI paid a visit to Twitter or Google. Yeah, because they give them a heads up. Here's what we're seeing. And, right. Facebook right now feels like they've been burned in multiple elections by taking this, that down or that down. So you know what? They've laid off most of their content moderators. So the people whose job it was to vet some of this, they're gone. And so, let's face it, the incentive for the platforms is engagement. They want clicks. They want people clicking. And they don't care as much about whether what they click on is true or not.
Yeah, no, there's so many different factions. You have the other world powers doing it, but then you've also got people, once again, monetizing it through clicks. They know if something is incredible, and if it really feeds the monster, if people will click through, pass it through, send it around, populate it, they're getting paid. Follow the money. Sometimes it's just greed. It's not even a giant conspiracy. It's just a bunch of greedy bastards making money off dummies.
Yeah, and, with regard to all the conspiracy theories and everything, look, COVID did not help, right? People were stuck in their homes, sitting in front of screens all day, and they were finding affirmation and so-called friendship with people they had never met. It's a mess. It's a mess.
Yeah, and this is what I keep telling people is, also, don't think your side, everybody has this perception that the other side is being lied to. Politicians, that's their job. Their job, and also disinformation artists and people who just make money from it, their job, they don't care. Everybody is being lied to. You're all being fed something. So you have to keep a critical eye, step back, and maybe don't identify wholeheartedly. Don't treat it like a religion. You got one vote, and you should use it. But you should use it in such a way that it's not a baseball bat. It's not, you're not reacting to something you learned on social media or you think you learned, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. And boy, you mentioned the word religion, and politics is politics, and it's not this mixture of religious ideology and theocracy with politics is very dangerous. And I wonder if we're even teaching history anymore, because some really bad things have happened in the world when religion and government are mixed together.
Oh, listen, all you got to do is look at just a short plane ride away with what's happening with the Taliban. They just banned women from talking to women. You understand what I'm saying? Women can't talk to women, can't hear another woman's voice. There's a long line of things they can't do, but they're not supposed to leave the house. They can never talk to a man that's not a family member, a brother, or someone they're married to. But now they even want to isolate women so far that they cannot speak and hear another woman's voice.
That's a theocracy.
That's
a theocracy. And as has been said by someone recently, a squirrel has more rights in Afghanistan than a woman. The squirrel can go out in the sunshine and visit the park.
Yeah.
A cat has more rights in Afghanistan than a woman. The cat can sit on the porch and watch what's happening. That can't happen in Afghanistan.
No, and guys, you have to realize, and Frank, I'd love to be able to ask you these questions. It's not about being anti-religion. It's about understanding that it is a takeover. It's what dictators do. It's what people use in order to take over countries, a theocracy. They sell you this bill of goods because of your never-ending need to have an eternal good life. And you have to separate.
If you convince people that their religion is under attack, then of course they will fight, fight, fight. And the thing is, that's not necessarily what's going on here.
That's right.
Yeah, here we are, and an election under a risk and threat picture that I have to tell you is the highest I've seen, even with 25 years in the FBI. People say, well, Frank, wait a minute, the highest threat and risk picture, weren't you in the FBI for 9/11? Weren't you in the FBI for anthrax? Weren't you in the FBI for the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City? Yes, I was, but I'm telling you, we're facing a combined international and domestic threat. Throw in the cyber threat, and we've got an unprecedented threat that we're facing.
Listen, turn it off. Turn off your social media. You already know how you're going to vote. We've all made our decisions, or if you've already voted, but stop allowing it. Listen, Frank, it's always good to talk to you, my friend, and you're welcome here anytime. You stay right there. I love that dude. I love being able to get with that guy, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you can listen. I'm not trying to give you my opinion as a disc jockey. I'm just saying it's a good discussion to have. Just think for yourself. I know it feels good to have someone tell you through whatever social media or a pretend news story or a fake video or even just someone writing it down that you have the same feelings, and that makes you both feel like you're very smart. We all do that. We are all susceptible to that. But it's a game. It's a trick. Like, just turn it off. Stop it.
Yeah.
You know, step away.
Go vote and then walk away.
Yeah.
Do your thing, because there's nothing else you can do except wind yourself up and be part of a bigger problem and be used as a pawn. Once you've made your vote, they, by the way, and again, he makes a great point. It's not just the other side lying to you. It's not just another country trying to sow problems into our world. It's also people who are just greedy, and they know clicks make money. It, like he said, you come up with an AI video and it pisses off half of the population, or half the population goes, see, I told you.
And they have to go see it.
Millions of clicks go through and they make incredible amount of money, and they can kick these things out 10, 20, 30 a day.
And at the end of the day, they don't care. It's about the bank account.
That's all it is. You have to, I'm telling you, back away from it. Stop. If you find yourself where you got to fly a flag, where you got that's, by the way, not an American flag. And that's it. If you must fly a flag, fly an American one. Just my feelings. That's how my dad would have done it.
Yep.
No matter who you're going to vote for. And if you find yourself being sucked in, maybe back away a little bit. I don't know, man. Drink a beer.
Go outside.
Go on Pornhub and relax a minute. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe let the demon out. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Just take it easy.
Let some air out of the tire.
But you're a very, very faith-based human being, Jake.
I am as faith-based as you can be.
Yeah.
But you see
what a theocracy is.
Oh, I know.
We have to have a separation of church and state. That's how we started.
And anytime I talk about religion, there's always somebody who pops up, an atheist or whatever, who's like, they want to go directly to, well, the Catholic Church rapes babies and the, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that, which is all
but
true.
Listen, but listen, all that stuff is of the earth. That's men doing crooked stuff.
Well, of course. Separation of church and state is not about denouncing God.
Right. It's about keeping things balanced, keeping things even.
For everyone. For a Jewish person and a Christian. For a Muslim and a Scientologist.
Yeah.
For it doesn't matter. But listen, all of our religions. And look, I grew up in a religion where they said you had to eat his flesh and drink his blood.
Right.
And you know, there's a million crazy things if you want to do it that way. So is Scientology any crazier? I look at it and I go, whew. But it doesn't mean there's not a higher power. It just means that human beings are pretty terrible.
Right.
On this level, on the globe, right? Using religion is the most powerful thing you can do.
Yeah, that's the thing that gets people worked up the quickest and the fastest.
And it's a way to victimize people.
Yeah,
either
absolutely.
Take their money or touch a kid or do whatever we want to talk about. But again, it's all on this level. So you're right.
Everybody's looking for help. And if you think it comes through God, then there's some dude can twist it and do whatever
that's
they want to do.
When you see, just Google women rules Taliban and read. And if you think it can't happen here, I'm telling you, for real, and I know this is a weird little discussion, but why not have it? Because I think it's interesting. In the 50s, coming up into the 70s, Iran was a super metropolitan, cosmopolitan, like it had universities, people wore regular clothes, they had a world economy, they had an S ton of oil.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds
crazy as you explain this.
Yeah, look at photographs. They have pictures of it. Like, they were as modern as America. They had homes and malls and schools and cars and trains and planes, and everything was just like us. And then, and God only knows what powers of the world decided they wanted the oil there, but we definitely watched somebody get installed who immediately created what's called a theocracy, which is, government based on religion. And that's how the whole thing started, man.
Then you go into war and the whole, all of it.
You, God is not the problem.
No.
People are the problem.
People always.
But
and always, always, always follow the money.
And since God's not running for president,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.